Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. On the show tonight, I have new music from Sonance, Black Mountain, The Melvins, Graves at Sea, Mogwai, and I've got beers from Beavertown, their Appalachian Bramley Apple Saison, and also, what have I got? Little Valley Brewery Python IPA. Kicking us off, here's some AC/DC. AC/DC kicking us off tonight, and yeah, that's off the 1977 Let There Be Rock, Hell Ain't a Bad Place to Be. I've been listening to that album a bit recently for reviewing purposes, And it's an amazing album. It's definitely up there as one of the best AC/DC albums, one might say. So I'm kind of stuck here at the moment. I have a third beer that I'm drinking that I'm not going to review tonight. It's a Soraki Saison. So I need to get that finished before I can review the other. So yeah, and that's the thing with the other two. I don't know which to start on. The Beavertown Appellation is an 8.6% Saison, but on the other hand, Python IPA is probably a hop monster. Well, I hope it is. So which do you go for first, the strength or the hops? I might just go for the Saison, we'll see. Anyway, here is some Agoraphobic Nosebleed, Not a Daughter. We'll be right back. Slave One, and that's off their album Disclosed Diatropic Principles, and that song was Obsidian Protocol Achievement. It's fucking deadly. That's the type of death metal I do like. So, yeah, what did I have before that? Was some Agoraphobic Nosebleed and Not a Daughter. So, what am I going to play next? Yeah, I'm going to fucking change it completely. A bit of Mogwai. They have a new album out, Atomic. And I'm going to, like, I haven't listened to any of this yet, so I'm going to take a shot in the dark and play a song off it, see if it's any use.
Thank you.
Graves at Sea. That was Sea Tempest off their new album, The Curse That Is. It's out last week, I think. And before that, then you had, where the feck is my track listing gone? It's got Mogwai. That was a Scram off their new album. I've had a look through the rest of the album, and if you think that's laid back, the rest of it's even more so. Enjoyable, but probably not keeping with the tone of the show so far. But I did freaking really like that song. I'll be giving that album a good listen over the next week, and yeah, I'll probably come back with a few more songs off it. So first beer of the night. Well, it's actually second beer. I was drinking another beer earlier, Sriracha Saison, by some brewery I won't talk about. This one is the Beavertown Appellation Bramley Apple Saison, and it's comes in a deadly can with like this tree with embossed skulls on it as apples, and it's all very it's all very Halloweeny and metal. It's but the beer itself, it's an 8.7%. And depending on who you believe, apparently this saison was brewed mad strong back in the day for farm workers in Belgium. And yeah, they drink that. But if you were drinking fucking beers that strong on your lunch break, you wouldn't be doing anything after lunch. Well, I know I wouldn't be. So yeah, fair play to them if they went out and did another half day's work after that. Here. Yeah, it's quite quaffable. It's really, it's light. Tastes like, it certainly doesn't taste like an 8.6% beer. And light colour. When you pour it, you get a lovely sort of, how should I describe it? It's like the sediment floating up through it. And it's really easy to drink. Apple-y comes through without being overly sweet apple. It is sweet enough, but yeah, if you see it, boy, it's fucking lovely. So that's beer number one down, and unfortunately I'm nearly at the end of it. So next up is Sonance. This is off Third Eye Records, and it's out, I think. I'll post a link to their Bandcamp page, and the song I'm going to play off it is the opening track. It's called End Your Life. Thank you. Church of Misery there, and that was off their new album, that's River Demon, about Arthur Shawcross. They tend to base all their songs on different serial killer. So last week's was Harold Shipman, and that one was Arthur Shawcross. Don't really know about him. Must look him up, do the old wiki search. So yeah, I started on the next IPA. It's the Python IPA from a little valley brewery, and it's I think I made the right decision to go with the Appalachian first. This is nice. It pours, it's kind of like a cloudy IPA, and it's an IPA in the traditional British sense of the word. Really bitter, not overly floral, actually not floral at all, like, you know, a shit sense of smell, but it's damn tasty. But don't be expecting any of that American West Coast fanciness with it. It's a straight up fucking British IPA. Yeah, the hops have been sitting in there for a while. It's damn nice, and I'm glad it's a half litre bottle. It rocks in at 6%, and it's brewed in Yorkshire, so I'd definitely give it a go. I think I had it when I was over in the UK a couple of years ago, we were travelling around, so I'd definitely recommend that. It's quality IPA in the traditional British sense of the word. So what am I gonna play next? I can't get enough of the new Anthrax album at the moment, so I'm gonna play Evil Twin. I think I've played this before a few times, so here it is again. called. And that's Florian Saucer Attack. That's the rocking track they have on that album. Everything else is fairly laid back. First listen, it's enjoyable. It's nice. It's not what I expected. But after seeing them live, it kind of is what I expected. They're a deadly band, and I've loved their albums. But I have to say, I was really disappointed the time I saw them at Railborn. But that album is, I'm gonna reserve judgment on it for, like, it's grand so far. That's just the closest thing you get to Let Spirits Ride on that. But we'll see how it pans out over the next week. I'm sure I'll be playing more songs off it. There's lots of good laid back songs on it, so you'll hear them. So we're at the end of the song, or at the end of the show. If you want to get in touch, you can email. I had to change the email address, hmdradioshow@gmail.com, or on Twitter at hmdradio, and on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So stay tuned for the next shows on Radioactive, which is This Show Rocks, or on Grip Delusion on the live stream. And until next week, I'm going to leave you with some High on Fire. This is Snakes for the Divine.
Right. Let's go!